This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, and you can't take control of the airwaves because we said so. So we're going to talk about this zero tolerance in the schools of America. I am Rush Hartman, and joining me here tonight,
Cecil P. Sassafras.
A North Carolina mother, according to ABC News, says her 5-year-old daughter was suspended from school after she was found playing with a stick that resembled a gun. Brandy Miller said her daughter Caitlin was suspended for one day on Friday after she and her two friends were playing King and Queen at her school in Hope County, North Carolina. According to WTVD.
I'd have suspended her for a week. That little monarchist could have shot somebody with that stick.
Well, you know, that's what I wanted to talk about here. Was I don't think they've gone far enough here, and I don't know if a week is enough either, Cecil. You know, this is a serious crime.
I'm pretty sure they take this seriously. This government school, they control them for at least half their waking hours. They should just chop her head off.
Well, you know,
it
maybe
takes
that's
a village to kill a child.
That might be a little bit too far, but it is important to send a message to the other children at the school, Cecil, so I can understand why you were saying that. But
cut her head off publicly.
Shouldn't she be given at least another chance? I mean,
she's 5 years old. She knows what she's doing.
Maybe just cut her hand off.
You know? I don't like this liberal streak in you.
In the game, Caitlin played a guard, which is definitely what we want our children to grow up to be. We want them to be thinking about being, you know, working for the government. We want them to think about life as a corrections officer or a police officer. A guard.
I hope she got drafted.
She was protecting the royals, and she picked up the stick gun to imitate shooting an intruder into the kingdom. According to ABC News, the Hope County school system said Caitlin posed a threat to other students when she made a shooting motion, a violation of school policy. Miller told WTVD, quote, "We know why it's bad. We watch the news, but then I have to tell my kid, you're not allowed to play like that in school because people do bad things to kids your age."
You know, I think this little girl should be given a real gun, and that way she can know how to use her Second Amendment rights. This fake gun stuff at school is a threat to everybody.
No, wait a minute. You mean she should be given a real gun where? You can't bring a gun to school.
At home. No, that's where your real guns are supposed to be. The kids are supposed to be educated about guns at home. Sticks shaped like guns are a threat at school.
Now, how can you support... I mean, that seems like a contradiction. You're being a hypocrite, Cecil.
I support the Second Amendment.
You are being a hypocrite because, you know, you either are against guns or you're for them. And you can't just be for them at home but against them at school.
Does the government say you can't bring guns to school?
If you want, yeah, of
course. Then it's not hypocritical at all.
Well, look, you need to be consistent.
I am consistent.
We're doing a radio show.
The government's right.
We're doing a radio show, and you know the rules of the radio are that you're supposed to be consistent, even if you're wrong.
The government's, I believe what the government says here, and that's consistent enough.
So, you know, as far as these guns in school or sticks, in this case in school, maybe they ought to just abolish the playtime. I mean, because that's where all these kids are getting creative. You don't want to be having kids getting creative out there. I mean, they need to learn their place in the world. They need to learn that they are expected to follow orders. They are expected to not think for themselves. They are not supposed to be running around and just acting like they're free, because that is going to put ideas in their head. Look at this girl.
I agree with you on this one. I got to say, I mean, all I did at recess was run around and play and kickballs and scheme with my friends and stuff like that.
And you ended up in prison.
Exactly, exactly right. So if what we need to do with these kids is get them in marching rows and make them sing cadence as they march up and down the playground.
Taking a card from North Korea, Kim Jong Il, China, get them organized.
Any playground equipment's in the way, you just tear it down.
Yeah, you've probably seen the video from, I think it's called the Ararang over in North Korea. Very beautiful, beautiful display where they force people across the country to come together and dress real pretty, and then they, march around, just like you're talking about with music and gymnasts, and, they ought to be doing that here in the United States more often, don't you think?
I find foreign people to be very disturbing, and I don't watch none of that satanic stuff.
Well, wait a minute. What's wrong with the little march? You just talked about marching. You want to do marching? Why not do it a little larger?
Is it American marching?
No.
But I ain't watching it.
It would be if we did it.
I ain't watching it.
All right. Well, fine. So the Hope County school system defended its policy in a statement saying that they would, quote, not tolerate assaults, threats, or harassment from any student.
That's right. That little girl shook that stick at somebody, and it was a threat.
Well, you never know what a child's going to do with a stick. I mean, she could have swung it at somebody.
I looked at that stick, and that stick had to be at least 5 inches long.
That's dangerous. We need to have a restriction. No sticks over 5 inches.
It was longer than her little hand.
Uh-huh. That's too long. Maybe they should be allowed to pick up a twig. You think a twig should be all right? Just as long as they don't point it as a gun. Because you can't hurt anybody with a twig.
It doesn't look like if it don't look like a gun and she don't use it like a gun, if that's what the rules say, then I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I ain't never heard no government rule that wasn't always right.
The school system told WTVD in a statement, quote, any student engaging in such behavior will be removed from the classroom or school environment for as long as is necessary to provide a safe and orderly environment for learning, and that's what
there ain't
like.
Nothing I like more than when a school administrator talks tough.
That's right. That's
I mean, they're talking tough. I love it.
That's what we like here on this program. We love order. We love safety. We love order, and we just want to see anything be done to these kids to make sure they understand that. Make sure they get punished hard so they understand that they are not to be having fun out there on the playground.
You got to beat them in submission.
You cannot be using your imagination, okay, because that's where the trouble comes in. That's when people start thinking about all kinds of things that we don't want them to think about.
What I really want them to be is traumatized from 13 years of government education so that we can vote in free college and give them another four.
Well, they've got a good start on this girl. She's 5 years old, so this is probably year number one, kindergarten student likely at that age. So they've begun the 13 years of trauma with this. And it's for her own good, isn't it, Cecil?
What else would it be for? I mean, for goodness sake, these teachers haven't abdicated their reason or nothing. It's not like their critical thinking skills have been put up on the shelf because of a bunch of government rules. I mean, that's all that kind of freedom people talk.
Caitlin returned from the very short, I would say, one-day suspension on Tuesday, but her mother said she was alienated.
She's probably a communist.
Her mother.
Probably.
Said she was alienated by her friends and teachers over the incident. She said she would like for the school to apologize to her daughter. Well, that's never going to happen.
This lady don't understand. When you work for the government, you ain't never got to apologize.
Listen here, Caitlin. I've got the story right here, and it's this is terrible news. Terrible news what's happening.
It looks like your fingers are nicotine stained.
But my fingers? I don't get it. What's that supposed to mean?
Because weren't they formerly nicotine-stained fingers?
You think I'm smoking cigarettes? That's against the state.
Pretty sure you used to.
No, I would never do anything like that. I mean, we've got policies. The state has come up with rules that say that cigarettes are bad. I would never do anything against what the state says. I mean, how dare you? That is an insult, Cecil. I don't appreciate that. I don't appreciate your demeanor.
You'll live
here tonight. So anyway, she said that she wants the school to apologize to her daughter. If anything, her daughter needs to apologize to every single student in that school for putting them in danger of being shot.
She could have stalked down them halls one by one, pointing that stick at people.
That would cause tremendous fear that would cause that could cause a panic. It could cause a stampede of children running out of the school, and we can't have that. They need to stay quiet. They need to raise their hand whenever they want to do anything. And that's what I'm saying. We need to abolish the playground. I think that's going to solve this problem. No sticks inside the school. Can't pick up a stick.
I think kids should be muzzled during class, too.
It's Free Talk Live here with Rush Hartman and Cecil. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Lifetime Grade's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the real edition of Free Talk Live now. With me, Ian.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I like this.
And apparently Cecil's going to stay with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, yes, it is April Fool's Day. Is it April's Fool or April Fool's? I never remember which one that is.
April Fool's.
April Fool's. Well, anyway, so that was actually an idea from one of our listeners, longtime listener Adam from New Hampshire, originally from New York. He said he'd always wanted to hear us do something for April Fool's Day and requested that we do some sort of, you know, statist character hosting the show, basically.
Yeah, you ain't much fun generally, so I think it was a good idea.
Yeah, I had fun with it. I mean, it was challenging to try to kind of stay in the statist mindset, but, you know, we did it. Or apparently you're still doing it. So toll-free number here, open lines for you if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. You can bring up anything on the show, and yes, you can take control of the airwaves. That show is back in its normal format here. And we were talking about a story that, you know, is a pretty serious issue, which is, of course, zero tolerance, with this young lady being suspended for a day because she picked up a stick while she was on the playground. And we've covered zero tolerance for quite a while here on Free Talk Live. The absurdities just keep getting more ridiculous over time, it seems.
Don't you think this young lady was violating the rules?
I don't care. If she is violating some rule.
If she gets away with violating the rules, everybody's going to violate the rules. And then it's chaos in the elementary school.
You know, if there is some sort of legitimate rule, and I don't really consider this to be one of them, because, again, she was just using her imagination on the playground. She didn't actually have a real
gun. Don't you remember Columbine? It was scary.
Yes, and I suspect that most of the kids on the playground were not scared, even though the article from ABC News claims that the girl was alienated by her friends and teachers over the incident after she returned. Now, you know, during the incident, I highly doubt anybody was worried that she was in any way going to hurt them with a stick. She was pointing it at them like a gun. Generally, if you're going to hurt someone with a stick, you have to swing it at them. So it doesn't seem like there was any real threat involved here. But even if this
don't
was...
you remember that little boy named Hunter who was deaf?
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
right.
He to make his name, he had to make a little gun shooting symbol. That was his name was
sign
like
language.
A gun shooting symbol. And they had to kick that little boy out. If they're kicking him out for shaking his fingers at people, then they should be throwing her out for shaking sticks at people.
Well, it's certainly true that from the consistency point of view, Cecil, you would be correct. Unfortunately, the consistency on zero tolerance is insanity, and it is resulting in all kinds of just nonsense and confusion and oppressive demeanor within these government schools. Of course, the best solution for any parent who actually cares about this is to get your kids out of government schools as quickly as you possibly can. If you want to comment on the story here, you're welcome to join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Linda. She's in Tallahassee. Linda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Cecil.
Hi there.
Hey.
You said something about the cutting down, stopping the kids going out to the playground because that way there's no sticks.
I was joking. I was playing a character, but go ahead.
I know, but there's rulers in the classroom, so it's shame on you.
Now, understand it, there's some places in Florida where they've already done away with
rulers.
With recess.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Those kids going out there creating havoc
no fun
on the
allowed.
Playground.
What?
Hello?
What? Hello?
There's places in Florida, Linda, where they don't have recess in government schools.
They don't?
That's correct.
That's terrible.
Why is that terrible?
I mean, because they don't get exercise then. The kids go home and watch TV or play on their gaming boards and... So there's no exercise for them.
Yeah, I find myself wondering.
They play cops and robbers.
Yeah, I do find myself.
That's just criminal training anyway.
I do find myself wondering, though, if recess these days is just a bunch of children standing around on their phones.
I know. I know. But
that's good training for the adult world
like
there.
That, and they don't have that anymore because it's too dangerous.
Linda, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. Anything else you want to put out there?
That was it.
I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue here. Michael is in Virginia Beach listening on WNIS. Hey, Michael.
Hello. Gentlemen, 2 days ago, Thursday, March 30th, the New York Times ran two major stories. One about Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump's oldest daughter, and the other about her husband, Jared Kushner. Now, these were mega stories. One was a half page, the other was two-thirds of a page. And there was enough detail there to make it clear in the mind of any intelligent person that both the Japanese government, high officials there, and the communist Chinese government are trying to bribe the Trump-Kushner family. The Chinese to the tune of about $4 billion. And I'm not sure the figure on the Japanese.
Hello? You just kind of faded out there. I don't know if you just went looking for a piece of paper
looking
or something.
Looking for figures.
Oh, I'm sorry. As I said, $4 billion by the Chinese. This is on page.
Now, why would they want to do that? Why would the Chinese want to spend $4 billion to bribe the daughter and her husband?
That's right. Donald Trump is saving us from the Chinese.
Well, here's the thing. We're being played for suckers, and it's going to take shows like this. Where you get people who are willing and able to do straight talk on analyzing these deals. Now,
analyzing the deal. You're saying you want us to analyze the deal between the Chinese and Ivanka Trump and her husband.
Well, you can do that. Are you there?
I'm right here.
Yeah. You can do that just by watching what they do. Every time they get caught in one of these deals, they stop it. They say, oh, no, we're not going to do it.
What is the speculation as far as why this is allegedly happening?
It's clear to me that Donald Trump has been preparing for this for a long time. He's going to make money any way he can. And his two chief money changers in the temple are his daughter, Ivanka, and her husband, Jared Kushner. Now, they are employees of the White House.
I understand that she is not an employee of the White House. They gave her an office, what I heard, but she's not actually on the staff or on the payroll or something like that. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system may have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. Of course, you're welcome to join us here. And our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We just had a caller on the line, Michael, in Virginia. He was talking about the allegations around Donald Trump's, I guess, daughter's husband, who Jared Kushner is his name, apparently. I guess that he's, you know, some businessman. And I did pull up the New York Times article that he was referencing so we could get a little bit more information about what exactly is supposed to be happening and, you know, why we should care. With you in the studio tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm going to do Mark right now. I'm going to pull Cecil out when I need him, all right?
So you're going to be regular old Mark from Free Talk Live?
I had so many things I wanted to say, and I just couldn't do them in character. Right. So,
I think the first segment was good. I thought that was good enough. It's hard. It's hard to stay in a state of character if you're not... You know, if you're not in that mindset.
I kind of agree with the caller in the sense that I don't really trust Trump, and I especially don't trust him around deals that are going to make him and his family wealthy.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, he's already wealthy, but surely he will try to utilize his position to further that, you know,
there are some
wealth.
People that make some money and then, you know, they go about trying to make the world a better place, and there are some people that just keep on accumulating.
Well, you could argue that Trump is trying to make things better. I mean, certainly he
by his standards.
He talks a good game about, you know, getting the government out of certain things. I mean, he certainly wants the government to be bigger in a lot of different ways, like militarily, for instance. But let's get to, back to the story here in a moment. I do want to let you know about LibertyStickers.com. Great way to reach people with the ideas of freedom. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages available over at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. The story from the New York Times about Ivanka Trump's husband. Apparently, he owns a Manhattan office tower, and a Chinese company with ownership ties to some of the Communist Party's leading families has ended talks to invest billions of dollars in said office tower. The financial conglomerate from China, Anbang Insurance Group, and the Kushner companies, quote, mutually agreed to end talks regarding the property. This came days after Democratic lawmakers wrote letters to the Office of the White House Counsel and Treasury Secretary expressing concern that the possible deal could breach federal ethics rules as Trump is preparing to meet Xi Jinping, China's president, for their first summit Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida. Possible $4 billion deal between the two companies.
He spends a lot of time down there at that hotel, doesn't he?
Yeah, I heard him say in a press conference the other night, I don't watch most of what he does, but I saw a headline about this trade, these trade executive orders that he recently signed, which I've got an article about that, where I think he was joking about, you know, the Southern White House, that his Mar-a-Lago resort is the White House
South. Is that
South.
Where he spent all his time before?
I think he did, okay. Yeah. When he wasn't in New York, that was where he was. So, anyway, the $4 billion, or the possible $4 billion deal between the two companies would have paired a company led by a man who married the granddaughter of China's late paramount leader with the family company of Mr. Kushner, a principal White House advisor on foreign affairs, including China policy. So maybe they scuttled the deal because of the attention that was brought to it. But ultimately, who really cares? I mean, why does it matter if Donald Trump's son-in-law is doing a deal with some Chinese people for, you know, an office tower in Manhattan? I don't really see why that even matters. I mean, there must be more, you know, dastardly corruption going on in Washington, D.C. than this.
Oh, well, I tend to think that the corruption that the most dastardly corruption that's going on is the corruption we can't find. But
sure.
I can see why people are concerned about what Trump's children are doing, or, you know, the generation beneath him. I just wonder if you can do anything about it, you know? I mean,
do anything about what, somebody in a position of power wielding that so they can benefit themselves?
Right.
Of course
not. The House has recently gotten rid of the insider trading rules that it had instituted after they found out they were doing insider trading. So I'm really I'm very skeptical as though one can stop this sort of thing from occurring.
Funny thing here. Apparently, the address of this building is 666. Just, you know, kind of a funny little.
Is that where DC Comics was? Their address used to be 666.
666 Fifth Avenue. Jared Kushner wrote in a brochure for the project, quote, Fifth Avenue is synonymous with luxury and opulence of the highest standards in the world. The design will transform Fifth Avenue in a city that is continuously reinventing itself. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah. For the record, DC Comics was at 666 Fifth Avenue.
Same place.
Yeah.
All right. So they're talking about, I guess, tearing down the existing building and putting up a brand new one.
Well, let's hope they change the address.
All right. Let's go to your calls here. There's more to the sort of the businessy details here, but I really don't see why anyone should care. Let's go on here with your calls and thoughts. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Ryan in Indiana listening to WIBC. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, I just wanted to see if anybody else has watched a video in the past before Donald Trump was elected president. I seen a video saying that he was going to, I know this is kind of a conspiracy or whatever, but I'm not a conspiracy theorist. He said that he was going to expose that 9/11 was a distraction from us being in debt $3 trillion a day before 9/11. September 10th, 2001, it was announced that we were in debt $3 trillion and the money couldn't be accounted for. Do you have anything to say about that?
So, wait, are you saying that Donald Trump was like a 9/11 truther?
No. He was just saying
yes,
that he was...
Yes, yes. I can't find the video now, but I swear to you, I watched the video before. He said that there are papers in the White House that prove that the Bush family has something to do with 9/11. It was a distraction from the day before when we were told that people who pay attention were told that we were $3 trillion in debt and nobody knew how it happened. Like,
you can roll out. You're claiming that they rolled out a conspiracy as large as taking down two giant buildings and then flying an airplane or whatever into the Pentagon in one day?
Yes. I mean, if you think about it, $3 trillion not accounted for doesn't seem like a big deal anymore once two buildings went down and the Pentagon got hit and all those people died. It just doesn't seem like a big deal anymore. You know, I haven't heard anything else about it since September 10th, 2001.
Yeah. Well, he's not saying that they came up with. Hold on, Mark, you misunderstood. I think you're not saying, Ryan, that they came up with the 9/11 conspiracy in 24 hours. You're saying that Trump was just happened to before 9/11 say something about.
Supposedly, the United States government lost $3 trillion, which isn't, by the way, in the debt, because I'm looking at the debt numbers here, and that $3 trillion didn't go into debt.
What's the current number?
We're just at $20
trillion. $20 trillion. But wasn't that around? Wasn't it around three?
Bush came in, it was five.
2001?
Well, like, the exact numbers when it was first announced was, I think, $272 trillion. And the numbers just kept going up and up and up, and nobody had any idea what
was $272 trillion.
Not during the Bush administration.
The loss of money, like we have all these accounts that we put money into, and there's
who's we? You talking about the government?
Every American.
Okay.
It's like the overhead. Well, that overhead was lost, and nobody had anything to say about where it went. So yes, I am kind of saying that in 24 hours they came up with this conspiracy to.
Okay.
Kind of
pose
it as a distraction, but also I have
that sounds
video
absurd.
And there's videos out there where the planes that actually hit the towers were Air Force carriers. So, I mean,
did they have people in them?
Air Force carriers.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
That would be a very large plane, right?
Yeah. Very, very large plane. They're designed to carry at least seven Humvees and a few troops.
Well, I got to say, we thought we'd heard it all when it came to 9/11, but this is a new one. Thanks for the call tonight, Ryan. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The debt, U.S. debt in 2000, that was, you know, a year before
this. If you're
this.
A sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Rather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here on the radio waves on this live Saturday edition. Our toll free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We do have Skype. By the way, the Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you like. And you can bring up anything that you want. We also want to let you know about Jax. It's the official wallet of Free Talk Live. What kind of wallet? A cryptocurrency wallet for cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Ether or Dash. There are actually a few different cryptos that you can hold in your Jax wallet. And it's cross-platform, so you can have it on not only your Android or iOS device, but you can also have it on Windows, Mac, Linux, and there are Jax. There's Jax available for browser plugins like Firefox and Chrome. You can go to Jax.io to download your copy over at JAXX.io or the Google or Apple App Store. It was created by Anthony DiOrio, who is the creator of CryptoKit, and he made it easy to back up your wallet and recover your funds with Jax. Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts. First up, we've got Steve in New Hampshire listening online at freetalklive.com. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I don't know if you guys have heard about it. Michelle Dupas, the Massachusetts state rep who posted on Facebook about an upcoming ICE raid, telling like illegal immigrants to stay inside, not answer their doors. And there's been a huge uproar about this in the conservative community. I just wanted to get your guys' input on that.
So what happened? She caught wind of something that was going to go down, and
she thought she did.
So she was mistaken, or
it's hard to know.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't heard about whether it happened or not, but she said on March 28th that ICE was going to be in the city and any illegal immigrants to stay inside. And I'm on this Tucker Carlson Facebook group, and while I agree with most of what he says, I'm reading what all these people are saying in this group, and they're all saying she should go to jail and like all this crazy stuff, and it's ridiculous.
Just about everybody on one side of the political process wants everybody on the other side of the political process to go to jail. I mean, that's nothing new or different. This is, these people are expressing their opinions on social media just like this lady did. So I guess I can't defend her having her opinion and expressing her opinion without defending them having their opinion and expressing their opinion.
Well, but one opinion is a despicable opinion, and that is that someone should go to jail for expressing themselves. And
I suspect
the other opinion
this Democratic
is that,
representative is full of despicable opinions.
Sure, I'm sure you're right about that. But in this case, she did the right thing, giving a group of peaceful people, mostly peaceful people, a heads up to be careful about something that might be potentially coming their way. That's a kind thing to do. Just like when a cop on the drug squad will clue in some local drug dealers, some peaceful drug dealers, to let them know that a raid might be coming. That's the right thing to do, and we need more people doing the right thing like that.
Yeah, I agree 100%. That's how I feel. And there's hundreds of people in there commenting. And what really got me is there's people in there who they're obviously neocons, and they're telling me, "Oh, I'm a libertarian. You don't understand like my views." And I just had to
laugh. You're saying the neocon is claiming to be a libertarian?
Yeah, and I'm seeing it a lot nowadays. Yeah. And it's kind of pathetic.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. I mean, we certainly have had in the libertarian movement for a long time this sort of influx of invaders, these people who do not understand the concepts of liberty, that, hey, libertarianism means leave your neighbor alone. Let them live their life how they want, so long as they're not actually hurting anybody. And, of course, they'll trot out the claim that immigrants are killing people. They're eating dogs. They've got leprosy. They're murderers. They're rapists. And it's nonsense.
I think you're mischaracterizing the argument, and although some of those things will be said, but usually not by the libertarians. What the libertarians will say is that people have the right to protect property, and they have the right to band together to protect their property collectively. So,
But what about me wanting to let people on my property?
They really don't have much defense against that.
Yeah.
Is that basically, at some point or another, we're going to use the apparatuses that exist today to keep the people that we don't want coming here out, and that's the argument. Now, I think that it falls short, but I'm not willing to, I understand that it's a contentious issue. I understand that I've got an opinion that is in the minority and may even be in the minority in libertarian communities, too, that I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people and you don't have a free country.
Steve, any other comments you want to share?
That was pretty much it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We can certainly talk more about immigration.
We certainly will after that conversation.
It's going to be a hot topic for a long time. Let's go to Bobby, though, in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Airplanes and helicopters.
That's a good answer. All right. What's on your mind? How about that?
Yeah, I voted for Donald Trump for president, specifically because they said they're going to repeal the Obama tax.
Obamacare, you mean?
Well, it wasn't ruled a tax by the Supreme Court, so he's right.
Exactly. That's all it is one big tax on the American people for being alive. Well, Trump said he was going to get that repealed, so I voted for him.
Yep.
I thought he was going to repeal it from A to Z. And here recently, when they come out with this new Paul Ryan health care tax, which is what it is, the Freedom Caucus there went against it. I'm with the Freedom Caucus on it. But here Trump wants to jump on Paul Ryan's bandwagon and the other established Republicans there in Congress to go against the Freedom Caucus. So really, he's turned out to be nothing but a flim-flam man, Mr. Trump.
Well, I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. I mean, he is a politician, and this is one of the things that I had said during the election season was that don't be surprised if old anti-establishment Trump turns out to be part of the establishment after all. And I suspect exactly. that he has always been part of the establishment and, you know, will continue to be part of the establishment. But, to his credit, didn't he say that he was going to repeal and replace Obamacare? It's not just during the campaign. Didn't he use those terms? That wasn't he proposing some sort of alternative?
If he did, I missed it. But my first thing I heard the man say was they was going to repeal Obamacare. I never heard anything about a replacement.
I feel like I did.
I think health care should go back to the market, be market.
Yeah.
So free market control.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if you want to see how health care would look in a free market, all you have to do is look at certain types of operations and that sort of thing that are done. You can look
like
at
LASIK.
Well, LASIK's a good example. Yeah. There's plastic surgery, these kind of things. You'll find that prices are driven down, quality and service go up over time because there's competition in the marketplace. What Obamacare is and what Trump care will likely be is a big old fat check written to insurance companies because
exactly.
it forces everybody to buy it.
You know, everybody keeps calling it a health care. I say, call it what it is, a tax. It's a big tax, just like the King of England put a tax on the tea back in the day. And the Sons of Liberty got proud about it. Oh, they threw all the tea overboard. They didn't want that tax. The same thing should happen here. We don't want to be a tax on us for being alive. You know, write to congressmen, do whatever you can. Tell them, hey, we do not like this tax for being alive that you're calling a health care bill. And but I just think Trump's turned out to be Mr. Flam Flam.
Good thoughts, Bobby. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Thanks for the call. I agree completely that we need to have a free market in health care. Unfortunately, nobody in the Republicans or Democrats is going to be proposing that.
Not even
Rand Paul.
That's what the people at HealthExcellenceSelect.com believe, too. They want to return your control over your health care to you. Now, they are ACA compliant, but they're not an insurance company. They're a health sharing organization. And you can find out more. By the way, you can cover your family for $600 a month. If you're paying for health insurance, this is a much less costly and more comprehensive choice. It's going to fit with your values, too. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Again, it's HealthExcellenceSelect.com.
Yeah, so you're not going to be hearing anybody on any side of the political aisle in Washington, D.C. propose anything that even resembles freedom to, you know, have a free market.
I don't think they can. I mean, it's pretty clear that
it won't go anywhere.
Right. I don't think the American people have the stomach for not getting a bunch of free health care.
There's no such thing as free health care.
No, there certainly isn't, but they think it is. Look, we've got government-funded health care in this country. It goes to the vets, the veterans, and it goes to the prisoners, and both of them complain about their health care constantly. What makes you think it's going to be any better for you?
855-450-FREE. Join us on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.